Right, now mine are not quite so melodramatic as Frank or Jim Morrison falling off stages, but it's the non-appearance, or the appearance of the artist in condition unfit to work. And it's two specific artists who I actually love.
John Martin.
Dr. John.
Dr. John was in no fit state to work?
No.
Why, go on.
No, I gather he's got a rather cavalier attitude.
Well, he used to be a terrible heroin addict, didn't he? But he seems to have had a go.
I've seen him a couple of times. I've seen him in New Orleans at Mardi Gras, and he was wonderful.
That's the way to go, isn't it?
A couple of days later, when I was leaving New Orleans, my wife and I went into this bar late at night, and there was a band playing, and it just so happened to be John Fogerty, and Dr. John was there with them.
And he was in no fit state?
No, he was wonderful that night.
Oh, when did you see
no fit state? No fit state was here in England.
Yeah.
Right, it was at Mean Fiddler, the Forum, various places, borderline.
Yeah.
Four times I've gone like an idiot. Four times the man hasn't turned up.
Well, he didn't actually show.
What?
He didn't actually show up.
No, not at all.
I like this category.
No, I know he's got physical and psychic problems, but man, it was a real bummer. You're in the rain, you slept all the way down.
Did you say, man, it's a real bummer? Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The other one, again an artist I adore. Both artists I mentioned have problems with ditching. This one is John Martin.
John Martin, I knew I could have, you know, if we'd have been out in the middle of the Kalahari, I'd have found a cash machine somewhere so I could withdraw money and put it on the fact you were going to say John Martin was in a bad condition.
Yeah, he's in the same price bracket as...
Was that the Mean Fiddler?
Mean Fiddler.
Yes, no, I was at that.
Various place, Half Moon Putney, like that, and Borderline, and.
Oh, I was at that one. He didn't show. Well, we went home because we thought he ain't going to come because it was 2 hours late.
The real Brahma is this, right? Twice he didn't show. Okay, I understand that he's got problems, right? twice he's turned up. Listen up here, man.
Yeah.
Twice the taxi has come out, drawn up. Say the Mean Fiddler, Cricklewood or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Punters are outside, lashing rain, dark, freezing, bouncers giving us brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
Taxis pulled up, security guys with the bomber jackets open the door. John has fallen out twice in two different areas. Probably in Putney and outside Vince Powell's Mean Fiddler.
Yeah.
Hang on to the pavement, wet, rotten, and he's out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then he gets on the stage, and you know the Mean Fiddler?
I do.
The original one.
Uh-huh.
It's got a gallery, it's like a church.
So it did, yes.
And of course, all the fans are up there, and they're rolling, you know what they're rolling. And they're just casting down the joints, man, like confetti. John's just giggling.
And what, did John have his hat upturned, trying to catch him like coins?
No, he had his overcoat on, man, and he put it down as if there was plums falling from trees. He knew what he was doing. But it was a sweet gig, I mean.
Well, Ralph, any time you want to ring in about anything, because your delivery, sir, is exactly... Attack, as we used to say.
I'm the guy that lost the cookbook.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Ralph, I told you this last time, and I knew Ralph was a winner.
Oh, yeah,
now,
that's right.
We've got to try and create some kind of mood here. Ralph, wait there, because we've got to wait there.
But Ralph's personality has undergone somewhat of a change, hasn't it, since then?
No.
Don't you find him more aggressive today?
Not aggressive, no, he's more rebellion.
Okay.
There we go. So we've got to create some kind of mood here, so we need some kind of sound effect. The only one we have is a pig grunting and then walking away. It's not very mysterious, but this will lead us into that part of the show. Hang on. Right, that's a pig walking away. Now we're bringing Ralph back. Ralph, we've now entered the psychic part of the program, thanks to the pig who walks away.
Right, it wasn't Mick Abrams' Blodwyn pig, was it?
No, it wasn't Mick Abrams' Blodwyn pig, neither was it any other porcine-related rock band I can't think of at the moment. But nevertheless,
go ahead.
Now, if we're bringing people up to speed here, we were asking for inexplicable X-Files-type mystery.
Way back.
This is about 3 months ago, and we were saying, because some things, you know, we're not necessarily flaky people.
Oh, you remember, yeah?
Yeah, but things happen. And you rang in and said...
So I lost a goddamn cookbook in the one-bedroom flat.
In a one-bedroom flat, he couldn't find his cookbook.
It evaporated, Danny.
And all we know is that someone out there has now submitted this as a treatment, I believe, to Warner Brothers. We don't know whether it's going to get green-lighted, but did you ever find it?
Never, man.
Yeah.
Never, ever. And I looked high and low, as I said before, and then having been on the radio chatting to you, I went over the place once again with a fine-tooth comb, even in the garden shed, man.
Well, is it anyway? And the cookbook itself, what was it? What one was it?
Just a regular cheap, you know, one meal thing.
That's irrelevant, I suppose.